Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, it is February at last, and we are closing in on spring. I don't care what you say.
Well, listen, Don, let's talk a little bit about that. Can you believe it's February, first off? And to talk about spring a little bit, do you know, and I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, here on the Carolina Outdoors, where the word February comes from? Febroom.
It comes from the calendar. It's the second month.
It's the second month of the calendar months, but it's the third month of the meteorological winter months, and it's the final one per what you're talking about, spring coming.
So February means final?
Nope. It means it's derived from the Latin word februm. Let me spell it, because it's F-E-B-R-U-U-M. And it does mean purification.
By a vowel?
Yeah.
So purification. Okay.
It is a purification month. And it is the final meteorological winter month, which means...
spring's around the corner.
Exactly. That means let's
means do Don's some... Don's happy. That's what that means.
It's hard to talk about purification, and it's hard to talk about February when every step you take from the wet January we had brings out mud in your feet, so you have to take off your shoes everywhere you go, it seems like.
Well, speaking of purification, I have to make you some sassafras tea.
Oh, well, count me in on that, I think.
You ever drink any?
No.
You might not be so excited. It's a tonic. It enables you to get ready for spring.
Wow.
Cleans out the old system, I think.
Oh, man, that's like the medicine they give you at the doctor's office.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Some
yes,
of those
sir.
Tests. Mm-hmm. We'll steer clear of all of that. Let's start over. Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. Each week we come in and break down four segments of the Carolina Outdoors for your listening pleasure. And, Don, as we delve into spring, we've talked a lot about the winter sports of skiing and snowboarding in prior shows. But right up ahead is all of these cool spring sports that here in the Carolinas we're able to enjoy really 12 months out of the year. It just depends. But one of those is the fishing sport.
That's right. I vote for some warm weather and lots of fishing.
We still have a little bit of cold weather, but of course Thursday, wow, we got up in the 80s or low 80s or just right about 80s, if you will, and smashed the prior temperature high record.
Thank you, global warming.
By 5 degrees or so.
Absolutely.
So it goes to show you never can quite tell what you may get. Seasonal weather doesn't mean everything that it should, and it can be unseasonable.
Well, we're coming in on March, and I always say March has two good weeks and two bad weeks, and after that you got it made.
Well, we have it in our not quite in our rearview mirror. We have it in the up ahead view. But some of the things that we have coming up with that is Valentine's Day is going to be a part of that here in February. President's Weekend gives a lot of people a little bit of extra time for
bank
travel.
Holiday.
And it's a bank holiday, so there's a little bit of recreational opportunity and travel for many people out there. And then we quickly ramp into March, which collegiate spring breaks. Fort Lauderdale, baby, here we come. And then it goes over to our fly fishing film tour event that happens at the Visualite. That's going to be March 21st. We'll have live music at 5:30, kicking it off. Tickets are available over at Jesse Brown's at Sharon Corner Shopping Center, or you can go online and check it all out. But, Don, that's if you like independent film, if you like travel, but especially if you like fly fishing, that is definitely a place to be. And what it is are movies made about adventures, about fly fishing, and about different destinations. And in flavor with that over at Jesse Brown's, right now we are collecting personal videos. They don't have to be just fly fishing. They can be your own personal or family vacation or adventure or exploration that you have in 2 to 4 minute video snippets. And we are taking those so we can give cash prizes away to those who may win.
All right. The winner is? $500.
That's right. The winner is $500 cash. Second place is $250. That's not too shabby.
And third place, cold refreshments.
That's right, is a Benjamin Franklin $100 bill for third. And, hey, you need to be proud because you got that going in there. But part of the magic is not just the cash money that those people will win. It's also for those people who may want to promote a little bit of themselves or maybe their video skills. Or maybe it's just, hey, look at where I went. So we are promoting that. You can go over to Jesse Brown's Facebook page and see many of the videos that are being submitted and put out there, as well as go over to jessebrowns.com to see some of the submissions that are already in, and you can find out more information on how you can submit your adventure video to the Adventure Video Contest with Jesse Browns.
What's the deadline for that?
March 8th is going to be the deadline for all of those videos. So we have about 4 weeks left or so, and then off to the judges it goes.
All right. That'll be fun. That's for sure.
It will continue to be looped up through the submission date, but we want, if you are interested as a listener here with the Carolina Outdoors, maybe you are a shopper at Jesse Brown's, and if you aren't, we invite you to be one. Come over there for all of your adventure, travel, and needs like that. But we're having a fun time with it and watching the submissions so far. Although one of them, I must say, is Christmas-centric. It is people jumping on Christmas trees a la Buddy the Elf in the Christmas movie Elf.
That
goes to show we're taking all kinds of submissions.
We've got some creative folks out there. Well, with this good weather, it's a great time to sneak off to the mountains. The delayed harvest streams are starting to really perk up here because the water temperature is climbing a little bit. So it's a good time to get out there, and it won't be long before we'll have a little dry fly fishing with blue-winged olives and caddises coming off.
Woo, do tell. Especially with that warm weather the way we had it last week.
Oh, it was a real tease there, that's for sure.
But as you mentioned, we'll have a couple of weeks of this kind of weather and then a couple of weeks of that kind of weather.
Yep, a lot of people starting to look forward to turkey season, too.
Ooh, well, we'll be here before you know it. Well, listen, we have a full program up ahead, so stay tuned for more. However, if you like what you're about to hear on the upcoming segments of the Carolina Outdoors, we invite you to review us via podcast. Let other people find us. It makes it easier. You can listen to our podcast wherever podcasts are heard, as well at jessebrowns.com, as well as early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. So stay tuned and sit still. The Carolina Outdoors is upcoming.